I decided to become a student in this M1 math because actually I didn't participated to the license before. I'm coming from changing of my job. I'm actually a professional dancer, and I wanted to become sports education teacher. Because I gave a lot of classes also in sport education classes as an external teacher and as an external artist to do many projects. And I had a lot of occasions to observe how it's working in physical education classes and a lot of time also to exchange with the physical education teachers. And it felt for me quite natural to come to this job, if I can prepare for this job. And I've applied to enter directly in this M1 in this master instead of starting from scratch my studies. Thanks to validation of my experience, professional experience. Actually, my favorite sport, if you consider dance a sport, I know that there are some controversies. For some people, it's not sport, it's only like physical exercise, but this is not the debate. I do love dancing, but also I've been doing quite a lot of alpinism and climbing. I'm actually not a good climber, and after an injury, I stopped a little bit. But I really like also climbing, rock climbing, and hiking or alpinism too. It's hard to say if I have hobbies outside sports. I've tried for a long time to find other hobbies, at least to dedicate seriously. I like to play a bit ukulele, I like singing, I like drawing, and also crafting many things, but it's like I'm not really dedicated to one hobby outside sports. The worst thing that I've ever eaten, I'm actually not sure, but I have I have a souvenir, sorry, a record. I recall myself that during a travel when I was in Romania, we were on the road and we found only like somehow a diner. And I asked for soup. I thought like that's gonna be great because I'm gonna eat vegetables, it's gonna be fresh. And in fact, it was like really weird soup with a lot of cream and a lot of meat leftovers, but I was vegetarian at this time and I'm still, so it was quite disgusting for me. If I had to sing one song in karaoke night, I think it would be "Don't You Want Me" from Human League, because this is actually already one song that I like to sing in karaoke and makes me think of many people that I love with whom we sing this on every New Year's Eve. The worst thing to hear before going under anesthesia before heart surgery. Oh, I hope I won't have any heart surgery. I actually do not know, but I think that I'm probably gonna say that I'm scared, and I hope the surgeon will say that I'm too. Or wait, can you open the book before? I don't remember what to do. One thing like that. The last photo I took was a photo this morning from my first magistral class. The celebrity I would like to meet at a Starbucks for a cup of tea. I don't know if it's someone alive or dead, but we're gonna say that it's someone alive. And actually, I do not know. I think that there are more people, famous people, that are actually dead that I would like to meet, as if they were alive, of course. Maybe Pina Bausch or also Marie Curie, two person that I'm really that I really admire. If I rather lose the ability to read or lose the ability to speak, oh wow, this is quite hard. I think it's the ability to read. No, sorry, the ability to speak, because you still can communicate with many other ways, with your hands, with writing, but if I can't read, I can't understand things. So I would say that. And my first question after waking up from being cryogenically frozen for 100 years would be probably, am I really alive? What would be some of the most annoying things that, sorry, about having yourself as roommates? I'm keeping all the closets and cupboards open, and for myself I think it's okay, but if there were two people being as messy as I am, it would be quite annoying and painful. The question about vomiting rainbows or shedding glitters is quite weird, but I would say shedding glitters, at least the toilets will be shiny. And I think I would really prefer to be able to fly, because it means like you have another ability that human can't have, and breathing underwater you still can use other objects and artifacts for this. If I could start a club for something silly, it would be a club for people who like to maybe dress as a T-Rex. And if I could change the ending of famous movie, it would be maybe La La Land, because it feels like it's a bit too sad at the end, and you don't really know if actually Mia, the character played by Emma Stone, is, you feel like she's regretting the life that she has, but the guy that she may be regretting is such a jerk. So I would say that maybe I would give a happier end and to give more importance that the life she has is a really good life, and that's it.